U.S. Airways has a big job to do, win back customers, and avoid going out of business. The airline canceled more than 400 flights over the Christmas holiday, angering thousands of travelers. Hoping to patch things up, U.S. Air has dozens of volunteers in Philadelphia, serving coffee and helping passengers find their flights. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports.
Bill Pratt flew in from Pittsburgh yesterday morning. But instead of relaxing in the crew lounge here, the U.S. Air flight attendant is weaving through a maze of more than 100 pieces of luggage. Last weekend, the carrier misplaced 10,000 bags. Pratt is pitching in to get the last pieces out of Philadelphia and home to their owners. Officials say a snowstorm and low staffing led to an operational meltdown here last week. With another big travel weekend starting today, Pratt says U.S. Air has to do better.
I just think it's crucial. I mean, this is my job. I've been here for 20-something odd years. I hope to continue to be here, and wherever I can help out, I'm just willing to do that because, you know, I love my job. I've been doing it for a while, and I want to continue to do it for a while.
U.S. Air expects more than 200 employees, many of them managers, to volunteer without pay this weekend to avoid a repeat of the last. Sam Cosby oversees international ticket sales. He's standing by a check-in counter, manning a table filled with bags of potato chips and coffee cups. Passengers trickle by, asking if U.S. Air is flying. Cosby says yes, offering food and words of appreciation.
Help yourself. Some snack there. And thank you for flying U.S. Airways.
But some passengers say it will take more than potato chips to win back trust. Daniel White is an attorney from Northern California. He was delayed for 5 hours coming to Philadelphia last week. Standing in a security line on his way home, he sounded skeptical about U.S. Air's efforts to charm passengers.
The reality of it is there's only one thing that matters. It's not free coffee. It's get your people where they're going on time, get their luggage there. And if they do that, people will get over it. If they don't, they won't. You know what I mean? That's free coffee isn't going to do it.
The meltdown came at a terrible time for the nation's seventh largest carrier. The company is stuck in bankruptcy. Analysts say it needs to sell all the tickets it can to help make debt payments and avoid liquidation. U.S. Air blames some of last week's problems on disgruntled workers. Employees have given up salary and benefits in recent years to keep U.S. Air flying. Company officials say some called in sick out of spite. But the flight attendants union says sick calls were not unusually high. The union insists the company is blaming workers for its own poor planning. Still, passengers are lashing out at airline workers. Molly McCarthy heads the Flight Attendants Council in Philadelphia. She's never seen customers write such angry emails. Some told wrenching stories of spoiled holidays.
Others were so harsh, so critical, and so hateful that they made you cringe. You know, I laugh at your demise. I hope that you, you know, don't survive. I don't even want to repeat these things. Really.
Despite last week's disaster, some observers say U.S. Air can survive in the near term if it performs well over the New Year's holiday and continues to cut costs. Vaughn Cordell is chief analyst at Airline Forecasts, a research firm in Virginia.
They need to have a good weekend. They need to recover from last week's debacle in the baggage handling, and they can recover. The economics are fairly straightforward. They can pay their bills, and they can pay their debt, given the right cost structure.
Some union representatives acknowledge that a portion of last week's sick calls probably weren't legitimate. Cordell says U.S. Air's immediate future hinges in part on its workers. He says they have to decide whether they want their company to survive. Frank Langfitt, NPR News.